days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, to lay a scriptural foundation to the study that we're about to embark upon, which is entitled, The Other Jesus, we must read the words of Paul that hold within them a passionate warning that has been echoed down through the ages, and which has become even more pertinent today than when his words were first recorded. In the Berean Standard Bible, 2 Corinthians 11:4, it is written, For if someone comes and proclaims a Jesus, other than the one we proclaimed, or if you receive a different spirit than the one you received, or a different gospel than the one you accepted, you put up with it way too easily. And in the NASB, Galatians 1:6-12, it is also written, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even though we, or an angel from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to that which you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ. The Greek word accursed in that passage is anathema and means a person or thing doomed to destruction, a man accursed and devoted to the direst of woes. That destruction, beloved, is eternal, and it is paved on the stepping stones of the wide way that Lord Jesus said would be entered by many. The great apostasy, which Scripture informs us, is one of the major precursors to the appearance of the Antichrist on the scene of earth, is already pressing toward its full manifestation, as Luciferian counterfeits spread their deadly lies and cunning persuasions. And because they are so cunning and even masterful, many are being led into what will eventually become the one world religion of the Antichrist. That is why we, as the Lord's ambassadors of light and truth, are being exhorted to contend even more earnestly for the true faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints, as impostors lure many to their eternal demise. It is the watchman's cry that is being echoed by God's Bereans, who are devoted to testing every spirit to be certain they are of God. It is a hard message, but one that must be heralded, for the eternal destiny of every man and woman on earth is being balanced on the scale of God's unadulterated word of truth, and the eternal life salvation promise that will only be realized by those who have been blood-bought by the one who alone is the way and the truth and the life, and born again of his spirit. And there is a fierce enemy who is diligently working through his demonic agents of darkness to dissuade as many as he can from coming to the true knowledge of the Son of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah. This reality is not preached by the false teachers who are propagating the other Jesus, who is really the Antichrist spirit in disguise, the deadly impostor that they acknowledge by way of another gospel, which has been distorted to support their lying and man-exalting persuasions. As the war in Israel continues to escalate to the even greater wars that are yet to come, along with the many other precursors that are leading to the fulfillment of all that has been revealed by the prophetic word of God will take place, there is an even greater war, a spiritual war, that is being waged behind the scenes, The battles that are operating within this demonic combat are strategically intertwined with the natural realm and fueling the evil and destruction that is playing out in these last prophetic minutes on earth. We must not lose sight, beloved, that we are at war, for that realization will keep our discernment sharpened in Holy Spirit wisdom and power. In Ephesians 6:10-13, Paul exhorts us with these words, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. And stand firm we shall, beloved, as the Holy Spirit, who is our teacher, counselor, and the one who has been given to lead us into all truth, guides us in the way. And as we follow his leading, please allow me to share a commentary written for Bible Guidance entitled, Religious Deception, Where They Write. In these last days, the kingdom of darkness has infiltrated the Christian church with a view to adulterating it by proclaiming a counterfeit Jesus, a counterfeit spirit, and a counterfeit gospel. Since the start of the Christian era, many churches have shown a fatal inability to distinguish between the truth of God's inspired word and misrepresentations of it. Satan's strategy to attack, misrepresent, and pervert the Christian faith has continued unabated throughout the entire church dispensation, and therefore it is crucially important that the particular forms of deception which are current in these last days should be rejected and exposed by all who profess to be Christians. The following are some of the common ways in which the person, work, and image of the Lord Jesus Christ are distorted, so as to present a counterfeit Jesus, who is powerless to save lost sinners from the righteous judgment of a holy God. And in fact, this counterfeit Christ isn't even very interested in saving people from their sins, but rather making them feel better about themselves and creating a false unity leading to the one-world religion of the Antichrist, who is the personification of the counterfeit Jesus. He appears, among other things, as the human teacher. In sects as Jehovah's Witnesses and Islam, for example, the deity of Jesus is denied. Most portray him as merely a human prophet or unusually gifted teacher, while explicitly denying that he is the Son of God and God himself. 1 John 2:22-23 exposes these agents of darkness for who they really are. Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. And then there are those in the last days Laodicea church who will say that Jesus is the Son of God, but they put more emphasis on him as a teacher who will inspire his followers to be more Christ-like than as the righteous Savior who calls men to repentance from their sins, leading to the mandatory new birth miracle that evidences genuine salvation. This departure from truth is apparent in the preaching of today in many formal churches where the life of Jesus is often presented as an ideal example that we should follow. Instead of the need for genuine repentance and the mandatory new birth miracle within the sin-deadened spirit of fallen man that alone guarantees eternal life salvation, Christian values are taught instead, with only lip service given to Jesus, resulting in them being oblivious to the life-producing power of the risen Lord and his resurrection victory over sin and death. while also denying his love-filled amazing grace that took him to the cross to die for their sins and the penalty of death that those sins deserve. The effect of this kind of preaching is that Jesus does not become real to them, as they only have a vague and superficial perception of who he really is. By mental effort and emotional feelings, they try to follow his examples, but he is not a living spiritual reality to them, because they have not become the born-again new creations in him, as 2 Corinthians 5:17 confirms, and which is evidenced in genuine eternal life salvation. 2 Timothy 3:5 describes these false believers as having a form of godliness, but who deny its power. They are tares among the wheat that look genuine on the surface, and by their professions they sound to be followers of Jesus Christ. But within their hearts and spirits, they are impostors and children of darkness. Another counterfeit Jesus is the Kingdom Now Jesus. This false Jesus is not going to bring judgment on a sin-riddled and unbelieving fallen world by way of the Great Tribulation that Scripture makes very certain is going to take place. Proponents of this false teaching eliminate a vast portion of the Holy Scriptures that proclaim God's prophetic word of truth. Instead of giving the days of Noah warning that the watchmen on the wall are heralding with godly passion and urgency, they falsely proclaim that Christianity is going to take over every realm of society until the whole world becomes Christianized, and then Jesus will return. Which brings us to the social justice Jesus. This false Jesus is a freedom fighter who champions the oppressed. He is said to have come to set political captives free and to uplift them on the socio-economic level of man's existence. This Jesus is only concerned with man's secular affairs and physical needs. He did not come to set them free from the penalty of sin, which is eternal death, or to transfer them from the realm of sin and darkness and into his glorious kingdom of love and light and eternal life, but to give them a better quality of life in the here and now. People who follow this false Jesus can become very pleased with themselves, for it makes them feel righteous, good, and kind as they champion for the underdogs. But these misguided and naive deceived ones are left devoid of any salvation security whatsoever. And unless they come to the unadulterated and true knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is the precious and spotless Lamb of God, and the only way unto eternal life with the Father, they will remain destined to the fires of hell, no matter how many good deeds they have numbered to their earthly account. That is why we echo the words of David in Psalm 119, 104, where he passionately proclaims, "I hate every false way," and why we continue to contend for the true faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints, in opposition to the many counterfeits of Satan that are leading multitudes to their eternal destruction. And as we pause for today, please allow me to leave you on a positive note of encouragement for those who are true believers in Jesus Christ the Lord. By his word, as recorded in John 10:27, our Savior has assured us that he knows his sheep, and that we hear his voice, and will follow no other but him. We can be confident of his calling and choosing us, even in the midst of the enemy's many accusations and tormenting attacks, because Romans 8:16 reveals to us that the Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are the sons of God. No matter how much our flesh is shaken and our confidence might waver, greater is the one who is in us, 1 John 4:4. And even if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts, 1 John 3:20. leading us to this praise to the Lord our God in 1 Peter 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Let us not be lax in sharing this eternal hope, beloved, with those who are still lost. And, as always, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri, 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.